Surat News, I'm Ding Lulu. The Chinese government is strongly condemning the Japanese Internal Affairs Minister's visit to the Yasukuni Shrine. The Chinese Foreign Ministry is describing it as another provocative act by a Japanese politician. Yoshitaka Shindo visited the shrine on New Year's Day. Repeated visits to the shrine by Japanese ministers and lawmakers have strained Japan's ties with its neighbors, particularly China and South Korea. The shrine honors Japan's war dead. It also contains the remains of 14 convicted war criminals put to death after the end of World War II. Hong Kong police have arrested two more people for illegally entering the Hong Kong headquarters of the People's Liberation Army. The two are among the several who forced their way into the PLA garrison last Thursday. The Hong Kong and Macau Affairs Office of the State Council has issued a statement saying the central government is gravely concerned about the break-in. Chinese aircraft carrier the Liaoning has returned to port in Qingdao after completing a training mission in the South China Sea. The aircraft carrier conducted over 100 tests and training sessions as part of the 37-day mission. The Liaoning is China's only aircraft carrier in operation. The Russian-made carrier was delivered to the Chinese Navy in 2012. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is promising to improve inter-Korean relations. But at the same time, in the New Year's address, the young leader is also promising to strengthen North Korea's military forces against any provocation. The North Korean leader has also made his first public reference to the execution of his uncle, the former number two, Jang Song-taek. He says resolute action has strengthened the country's unity. The South Korean is expressing cautiousness about the speech. South Korea's Unification Ministry says it will be necessary to closely watch Pyongyang's attitude. South Sudan President Salva Kiir has declared a state of emergency in two states which have witnessed violent clashes in recent weeks. Over 1,000 are believed to have been killed in the violence between government forces and rebels loyal to former Vice President Riek Machar in the State of Unity and Jonglei. To put an end of the violence, a peace conference is scheduled to take place this week in the Ethiopian capital Addis Ababa. At least 11 are dead and several others hurt following a pair of suicide bombings outside a hotel near the airport in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu. The Jazeera Hotel is known to be a popular spot for government and business leaders. It's been reported security forces managed to foil a third bombing. Security reportedly shot the driver of the third vehicle as it approached the scene. Local officials are cautioning the death toll could rise as the five injured are suffering serious injuries. So far, there's been no claim of responsibility. The Al-Shabaab militant group has been fighting a long-running insurgency against both the government of Somalia and the African Union peacekeeping forces in the country. Czech authorities in Prague say the explosion which claimed the life of the Palestinian ambassador to the country is not the result of terrorism. 56-year-old Nabil Al-Fahel was killed on Wednesday after an explosion was triggered as he tried to open a safe inside his residence. The safe, said to be around 25 years old, had recently been moved into his residence from the former Palestinian Liberation Organization's former headquarters in Prague. Vietnam has received its first Russian-built submarine. The diesel-powered sub is the first of six Russian-built ships the Vietnamese government has on order with Russia. The ship can carry a crew of around 50. Vietnamese authorities expect to use the new submarine for patrols in the South China Sea. The sub is expected to take to water sometime this week. Paramilitary troops in Bangladesh have opened fire on protesters in the southeastern city of Chandpur. One person has been killed and 25 others injured in the incident on Wednesday night. Bangladeshi officials contend a group of anti-government protesters attacked the soldiers in one of their patrol cars. Chandpur is the stronghold of former Prime Minister Khaled Zia. Zia's political supporters have been blocking transportation in and out of Chandpur for over 3 weeks, protesting the government's planned elections this coming Monday. The demonstrations have been demanding the government of Sheikh Hasina establish a caretaker government ahead of the vote, saying they're worried about fraud. And that's the latest from Surat News. I'm Ding Lulu in Beijing.